Tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children have led to charges against the Lafayette man.
I think as we get into the overnight hours, we're probably going to see a few more snow showers develop. There's a little disturbance here in Missouri.
He was arrested on a warrant for dealing cocaine at Worley's Inn on South 3rd Street, Logansport. He's the Democratic candidate running for state representative and district.
Initially, Judge Steve Meyer sentenced Stephen Burns to 70 years behind bars. But before he left the courtroom, the sentence was even longer.
It's another episode of Live from the 765. I ain't a rapper, but, you know, we gonna be talking about some Christmas shit, because it's Christmas. I'll probably go on rants again. There's a lot of things in the Christmas season that are creeping me out, but there's some news stories too, so we'll get into both. And I've got some of Daddy's angry juice again, so we'll be taking shots. Love you. Here we go. So here we go. I had to burp really bad, and I thought that I should like wait, and maybe that could be the sound of like the episode starting. Unfortunately, I burped already. So it was during the music. So we're not that lucky. Yes, yes, we got one. We got one. Okay, here we go. Excuse me, because I'm a parent too. So I need to be saying excuse me and things like that. So I'm going to as well. Let's just get right into it, okay? Because so what's really been going on is Ashley and I have been talking about how Christmas song, like I was like, oh, I love Christmas music. Like I love I'll Be Home for Christmas and Oh Holy Night. And Silent Night, and I'm trying to think of like another one. What's that one? Or the Christmas song? I mean, that is the song of Christmas. So Ashley's like, I just don't like Christmas music that much. It's weird. And why would you play it all the time? I'm like, you don't play it all the time. You just play it during Christmas, like usually right after Thanksgiving. Unless you're one of those creeps that do it. I can't do it before Thanksgiving. It gives me the creeps. It literally puts me into an anxiety attack. But so she's like, well, the music's super weird. And I was like, what do you mean super weird? And so what I was figuring what she was saying was like going into Baby It's Cold Outside, which can we all just agree that that song is not that weird. It's really not, because you have to know the context in which they're talking. Like, they're not talking if it was, you know, last night here in 2019. Back in the day, it was way different. And I don't think it was more rapey, although it definitely could be. I don't know if they know, but they are sponsoring the podcast episode today. This is Deep Eddie's Cranberry. From Austin, Texas, real cranberry, handcrafted in small batches. This is a good vodka. The one thing that I love is you can drink this and not need a chaser, which is kind of nice. Sound like an angry Donald Duck. Anyways, some of the music that we were talking about, we were going through a lot of the different songs, and Ashley brought up one that was really good, the Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. So that in itself, that's not weird. Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Everybody should have a Holly Jolly Christmas. Where it gets weird is he's like, hey, there's a mistletoe hung where you can see. Give her a kiss and kiss her once for me. The fuck? Who are you? Who are you? Can you imagine someone like you're like with your significant other and like you're at a party and you guys kiss just because like you're like, oh, mistletoe. Oh. And then like randomly Uncle Randy's like, hey, kiss her once for me, man. And you're like, who are you? What are you talking about? No, I'm not kissing her once for you. I'll kiss her again for me. And I don't know, that whole thing, that changes everything in that song. So like, what is the holly jolly? What? Why is it holly jolly? Let's look up the lyrics to this really quick. To holly jolly Christmas, say hello to friends you know and that's weird. Say hello to everyone you know, or say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Everyone you meet. Oh, hey, hello. Hey, who are you? I just supposed to say hello. So, hello. Oh, all right, man. Thanks. Yeah, somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. That's creepy. But then here's the thing. This song is so bad that it literally goes through the first, like, literally, there's two verses and then the chorus, and both verses are just the same thing. So this is literally just a repeat. Horrible. What a horrible song. We were also talking about, what was it? Oh, I was just thinking of this one. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. That's creepy as shit. You saw your mom committing adultery and you're like cool with that? And you're like, I'll let dad sleep. I'm going to keep watching my mom try to get it in with this 400 pound dude. I did want to look up the lyrics. I get what they're saying. Like, oh, it's dad and you know it's dad, you know. Whoa. Okay, I'm already seeing weird shit. Okay, mommy's kissing Santa, or I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep, which a majority of everyone who's ever been caught in a sexual act thinks that's what you're doing. Like, as far as kids, just saying, we all think you're asleep, but we know you're not. Here you go. Then I saw mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if daddy would have only seen mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. What? This is so weird. What? He saw mommy kissing Santa Claus. I really saw, now I'm going to tell my dad. Then I saw mommy tickle Santa. Oh, it's the same thing again. I did. I really did see mommy kissing Santa Claus. You got to believe me. You just got to believe me. Come on, fellas. Believe me. You just got to believe me. What in the world? But here's the thing. Everybody knows that song. Like, if you say, I saw mommy kissing, and then everyone's going to kissing Santa Claus instead of, like, kissing Mr. Edwards, who's your dad. Like, what? How? That's the beyond weird. It's beyond weird. I can't handle that. There was another one as well. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. How racist do you have to be? That's racist. It's so racist. Now, I'm going to tell you something. They probably didn't mean it to be racist, okay? I'll come out and say that, okay? But this came out in the 40s, okay? The story behind White Christmas is very sad. Well, let me tell you something. I think Bing Crosby is a damn, what's it called? Racist. And let's try to dive into some of these lyrics. Maybe I'm totally off and he was just dreaming literally of a snowy Christmas. Okay. Dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh. Okay, so maybe I'm just being a dumbass. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. That's racist. And then, oh my gosh, Christmas songs suck. They literally never have two or three different verses like a normal song. Like, they're all the same. And then you got racists, you know, writing stuff and doing stuff, and that's kind of messed up too. So you got to, you know, decide what you want to do there. And can we also go back? I know in my previous December episode, we kind of talked about Christmas movies, Home Alone, and I'll Be Home for Christmas. Number one, I'll Be Home for Christmas. I'm going to be completely honest with you. It's trash. It is trash. But it's a tradition. I remember when I was a kid, we went and saw it in the movie theater because it was like free or whatever. And so I was like, oh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I had a huge crush on Jessica Biel because of Seventh Heaven. Like, let's be real. She was hot. Okay. And she's married to Justin Timberlake. So clearly I was on some right path to, you know, to think that she was hot. But let me arrive to the point. It is a trash plot movie, a trash Christmas movie. There's so many different parts of the stupid ass movie that aren't even real. He's like, he can't get into the plane and into planes or whatever because he doesn't have an ID. And so he just sneaks in onto a plane with a dog. And then he flies across the country with this dog. And so he was in a cargo bay with this dog in the plane. And then, like, later, he finally does make it home on Christmas Eve, which is damn near impossible with everything that happens to him in the movie. But the stupidest part is like, he explains it to his parents, but it's like he's, like, trying to brag, but they don't understand, like, why he's bragging. Like, by the way, he's wearing a Santa Claus outfit and hat throughout the whole movie because he got in some trouble because he's in high school, and the guys in high school knocked him out and then dressed him up like Santa Claus and left him out in the desert for dead because they failed their history test because he was supposed to help him cheat. Yes, this is the movie. I'm not just making this shit up. But anyways, let's get to the point. The point is, he, at the very end, his sister hugs him. His sister's like 12 or something. And his sister like hugs him and she's like, oh, you smell funky. And he's like, dog, cargo bay, airplane, long story. And then someone else is like, oh, where were you? And he's like, oh, like out in the desert with a vulture, even longer story. And you're like, no, why don't you tell them everything that happened? You've kind of been through like a traumatic experience for the past 3 days. And this is your family. They're concerned about you. Okay. And this is the time for giving and love. And you're just trying to make jokes. Okay. I just don't appreciate it, but we have to go back to this. Okay, we have to go back to this. Home Alone. I watched a little bit of it again. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. You got to watch the Christmas movies over and over again because then you see things you've never seen before and then you're like, wow, this is horrible acting or the plot doesn't work or whatever. Okay, like we all can agree, Home Alone, half the damn movie is literally physically impossible. Like, not just physically impossible, like, he definitely would have killed those guys, like, multiple damn times. You don't get your head lit on fire with a blowtorch. Remember how big that blowtorch is? And then just, like, put your head in the snow and that's that. Like, you're like, oh, I just got some of my... Oh, my gosh. I'm getting pissed. You can't do half of that shit, okay? But what I've really come to realize is I am siding with Kevin pre being left home alone, because throughout the, you know, like he got put up on the third level or whatever because he was making an ass out of himself in the kitchen. Was he really making an ass out of himself? No. He asked for cheese pizza. His family ate the cheese pizza. And then his brother was crudely mocking him and being like, oh, yeah, we did order a cheese pizza, but someone's going to have to puke it back up if you want some. Well, that's the only pizza he eats, fucker. It's like, and then he just gets mad and pushes Buzz. And then all of that, like the drinks fall on the passports and the passports go down into the trash, which... as a director, are you implying that they're not going to find their passports, or are you implying that the passports are wet? Because later in the movie, the dad's like, oh, the passports are in the microwave. I had to dry them off. Well, then why did you show that the passports, there was nothing significant about that. And if there is something significant, please let me know. Because, like, was it just Kevin's that fell in there? Either way, you're a shitty parent if you don't know that your kid is with you. I'm sorry. Call me crazy. But you're a shitty parent, 110%. And you cannot blame just one parent. You can't be like, the mom puts it all on her. And the dad's like, oh, here's the mom's like, you know, she's putting all of this on her, which I think she intentionally meant to leave him. But meant to leave Kevin, because she says, say it again, maybe it'll happen. And then Kevin's like, I wish all of you jerks would leave me alone and I could be all alone. I get that. I understand that. Everybody has been in that scenario where you're like, actually, I just wish that you guys would all fuck off, and that'd be great. That'd be cool. I'd appreciate that. But that's why, like, Kevin gets a bad rap, which really sucks. And then the mom's like, oh, what kind of mother am I? And the husband's like, you're not a horrible mother. We just miscounted. What? You just miscounted? Your son's all alone and at home, and he's like 8 years old. What do you mean you just miscounted? No, you're a shitty parent. And that's like 100%. That's 100%. That's the main takeaway. What the director's trying to show you is like the beauty of family and like coming together, and you'll do whatever you have to do to get back to your kids or be with your kids. But if you wanted to like really change that movie to be like, okay, here's what it's really about. It's about how not to be a shitty ass parent and leave your kid. And then Home Alone 2 was on the other night. Sorry, I like Home Alone. Home Alone 2, I'm going to be completely honest with you, I've never even really seen it. I've seen like little bits and pieces, and I know Donald Trump helped out, old boy. That was kind of nice. He said, oh yeah, the door's right over there, or the lobby's over there, or whatever. But who knew that'd be our future president? Crazy. But in number two, they lose him again. What? You lost your son again? And then they act just as crazy as they did on the first. Oh, what kind of parents are we? Oh, my God. You guys are the shittiest parents. Like, literally, definition of trash as far as parents are concerned. By the way, speaking of Donald Trump, he got impeached this week, which, I mean, so a lot of people are like, we ain't got no president no more. It's like, no. Read a government book just one time, or watch freaking, what is that? Schoolhouse Rock. I'm just a bell on Capitol Hill. You can be impeached from the House and literally still run and win the presidency again. Just FYI. What they essentially voted on was like, hey, we want the big dogs to do an investigation into this, essentially, because the Senate has to do their own trial now. By the way, the Senate is led by Republicans. So damn near every, you know, Republican has said, like, it's not going to happen. We're not going to impeach him. And that's 2/3. You need 2/3 of a vote. And that's not going to happen. There's no way. There's no way. Absolutely no way. I don't think. Could be wrong. Who knows what might happen? Either way, I'm not trying to get political. But Nancy Pelosi also still hasn't given the impeachment documents to the Senate to be like, hey, we voted on this, and hey, we impeached the president. What's a fun fact is that means he hasn't been impeached. Like, it's legit. Like, it's like making a dinner and you've got like a turkey. And you had to take it to your grandma's house, and she lives in Delphi, and you're in Lafayette. And you call your grandma, and you're like, "Hey, I made dinner for you." And then you stop in Americus and you just sit there and you're like, oh, this is great. I'm glad I made this dinner. We're going to get a little somber here. The mother of the, this isn't the mother, the woman convicted of hitting and killing those three kids was sentenced this week, and she was sentenced to 4 years in prison. She's got four years in prison, 4 years of probation, and then 3 years of house arrest, I believe. And what is kind of like weird and crazy and all of that is you've got a lot of people that say like that was not enough. You know, she hit these kids, killed them just because she was running late to work and just didn't want to stop for the school bus. We were talking about this at work, and we were like, do you think that this was sufficient enough or not sufficient enough? And I think everybody who thinks that it's not sufficient enough have kids, a majority at least. I could totally be wrong, but what I've noticed is everybody that is, says, like, yeah, she probably needs more than 4 years in prison have kids. I don't think 4 years is enough, to be completely honest. I understand it was an accident. I understand these things can happen. I get it. But at the same time, too, it's like that's why there's laws in place. That's why the school bus, you never pass a school bus. I don't get it. Like, everybody knows that. The school bus stops, you stop. It's like a stop sign. And I get it. You were running late to work, but for everything, every decision that you make that you know that you could potentially hurt someone or break a law, you have to know that those are real life outcomes and not just a thing that you're like, oh, that's a possibility. It's damn near, a way big possibility. So I guess she was sentenced, and then it says here the mother of the children that were hit, that I guess she hit that chick, like nailed her in the face or something. So she actually got a misdemeanor for like battery and for making contact, I guess, or something, which is kind of nuts. But we got a lot of people talking about that story. And so, it's not a good time. Area to talk about, but nonetheless, still important. Also, there were new murder charges filed in killing of a West Lafayette woman. The woman that I talked about this way back on the podcast about, they found a woman that was killed out in Kentland, and it was her last name was Bowen. And let me see what this. Okay, so Ashley Garth is going to be charged with a role in the death of Nicole Bowen. That's what it was. Garth, 27, of Delphi, being charged with murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and assisting a criminal. Garth claimed Bowen was a rival and enemy because she was involved in a sexual relationship with her boyfriend, Garrett Kurtz. Court documents said Bowen and Garth got into a fight over Kurtz in a Kentland trailer home. Dear God, I don't even have to make a comment about that. Prosecutor said Kurtz then grabbed Bowen around the neck and strangled her to death. Oh, dear God. Bowen was bound with tape, cord, and a blanket. They now say that Garth helped Kurtz in several ways kill her. Kurtz claimed Garth helped him with the extension cord used. She initiated the fight, and she had her arms around Bowen's throat until Kurtz could get his arm around Bowen's neck. DNA analysis found Bowen's nail scrapings on Garth's hands. That's what? Wait, what? Found Bowen's nail scrapings on Garth's hands. Okay. Also say Garth helped Kurtz tape Bowen's body up and dispose of it. How? What a bunch of trash. What the fuck, dude? Why is this a thing? Like, why would that ever be a thing? I just read another article too, where someone was just sleeping and woke up to somebody breaking in their house, like downtown Lafayette. And then the two guys like come into the house and just pistol whip the shit out of the two people and like stole a whole bunch of like jewelry. Okay, so we're going to go back in and I'm going to say the exact same thing what I already said. Strap the fuck up. Strap up. You've got way less of an issue if you are carrying. Sorry, it's the truth. So I do recommend doing that. It's not hard. I can tell you how to do it. This was kind of depressing right before Christmas. We had the impeachment article and then a murder article and then, the children accident article. I hope you did enjoy the Christmas song facts. And I thought they were funny. And then, I'm sorry, I had to go back into Home Alone. I had to go back into those Christmas movies. We all can admit that National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, that is the best Christmas movie. No plot points missing. Really funny. Either way, I don't know. I do hope that everybody has a really great Christmas. And I hope that we all can bring in 2020 with love and support from our family members, a big old bottle of fucking Jack Daniels, and a big old joint, even though it's still illegal. Not going to be illegal in Illinois, and it's not illegal in Michigan, by the way. So, you know, if you're in those areas, pass one of those over, then. Pass one of those over here, then. But, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll bring in Live from the 765 in 2020. Bitches!
In 1999, J.L. Anderson Heating and Cooling began serving the greater Lafayette, Indiana community. And since that first year, they've grown into a company that has much to offer to homeowners and business owners alike. Their exceptional staff and high-quality product line allows them to provide the finest HVAC service and installation to all of their clients. Over the years, they've served thousands of customers, both commercial and residential. Call J.L. Anderson Heating and Cooling today.